Okay. All right. Yes, you have
about
a question.
Our lessons.
Uh huh.
Are there always people involved?
No. Okay. Sometimes they're animals. Sometimes it's about possessions. Sometimes it's about money. Sometimes it's about how you feel about yourself. Sometimes it's learning to say the word no and standing. Sometimes it's not being a doormat. Your lessons can be 100% about you. I had a lesson with dogs, which is really weird. All of my life, I've had my dogs taken from me through the males in my life. And I had to get to a place where I no longer cared and just gave them over. And then I had to reverse that when it came to my dog. I had to stand, take authority, and not give the dog over. So you have to hit both sides. That pendulum swings till you hit the middle. It didn't make any sense, did it? Yeah, you have to get that healthy balance. So your lessons can be involving numerous things.
It just seemed like to me there was always individuals involved.
Not always. Sometimes it can be in not killing yourself.
Well, then you can learn lessons if you're from it.
There are some you could learn. If you've committed suicide in several past lives, you will be compelled to commit suicide in this lifetime. It's a pattern that it's a way out. And it can be a legacy. Families leave suicide legacies where the father committed suicide or the mother committed suicide. Then the kids, when they hit a bad place in their life, that's what they have seen, that's what their parent did, so they in turn commit suicide. It's a legacy. It can be passed on. Not necessarily. There can be, but not necessarily. It can be learned behavior. Yeah, absolutely. My father committed suicide, and I hit bad patch in my life, and it was like, well, this is what you do. You don't face it, you don't deal with it, you just get out, you escape, you run. Suicide's a really peculiar thing, because when you kill yourself, 90% of the time, you're not looking to die. 90% of the time, you just want the pain to stop. That's it. Nothing else. There is no getting out. Right. The pain is huge. It's a huge pain. And it can be a physical pain, it can be an emotional pain, it can be a psychological pain, it can be many things. You don't see anything at the end of your tunnel, your light is a train, you know? It's just virtually hopeless. So what happens is, it's an easy way out. Then the demonic comes in and goes, hey, you want out of this? Hey, take yourself out. Do everyone a favor. So yeah, always, there is always the third party, there is always the dark side that always preys upon our weaknesses, our fears, our pride, our egos, our lack of. The dark side is always there, always talking in our ear, in our head. Doesn't want to leave us alone. That's their job. That's what they do. Absolutely. What I learned was that the dark side can teach you your every weakness. And when I learned that out, it was really funny. I went, ooh, thank you. I didn't realize that was my weakness. And they went, huh? I caught them off guard. I really did. Yeah. And I went, thank you. They did not like that. They left me alone for a while, as a matter of fact. So, yeah. The dark side is our best teacher. Which is sad. But see, we have to learn the hard way. Always. There's no other way. Although, if you get it that you are here for lessons, and you get it that you're supposed to learn, you can actually make it easier for yourself. By going, okay, obviously there's a lesson here, I'm not getting it, can you please just give me a word, give me direction on where I'm missing this, and you'll usually get it. They'll be good enough to give it to you. Sometimes. Usually, yeah. It's always plain. The beauty about God is that God is absolute, total logic and simplicity. Everything is simple. And it makes you feel so stupid because it is just so simple. It's just like right there in front of you and you can't see it. Yeah. Well, the dark side complicates everything. The dark side will tell you it's too difficult, it's too hard, it's too complicated. Don't even bother. But the truth is, it is not. It's kind of like you want to make a decision that you want to quit smoking, or you want to make a decision that you want to lose weight, or whatever the case may be. And you go, God, I'd love to make that decision, but I just can't carry it through. How do I carry that through? I don't know how to do that. I'll wait till maybe later. Maybe I'll make that decision. We do that with a lot of things. Well, I have learned, you make the decision, God makes it happen. You don't have to worry about how you're going to carry it through. It just is. But you have to truly make the decision. You can't make it halfway. And most people, again, that goes with free will, most people don't know to make decisions. And I know a lot of people, they make really good decisions in their workplace, and they can't make personal decisions. Well, you can actually do both. But it means that you have to be ready. You have to truly be ready. Both work and personal. Absolutely. I think, yes, that is a self-sabotage. But number one is if you don't have any really misgivings about it, bad feelings about it, it's not the wrong choice. Okay? And let's say just for the heck of it is the wrong choice, then you get to learn from it. You're going to win. It's a win-win. Until you marry it. Marry it. Then it might take a little bit longer. Yeah.
Very good.
So any other questions? Really? Oh my. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, unfortunately, God does not make those decisions for you. The dark side will. The dark side will pick up the slack and will come in and make the decision. And usually those are bad. The lack of making a decision is a very dangerous thing to do.
It's a decision.
It is a decision in itself.
Decide not to do something.
You're right. Absolutely. That's dead on. And the dark side will play with it. Okay. Yeah, until you do it, and then that may change. What I've learned is this. When you have someone in your life, and you feel like you're just fed up with them and had it up to here with them and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're making a case for why you should cut them out of your life, and it feels like a really good idea, and there's a lot to be gained from that for you, and so you go and you do it, and then you've just been thrown into abject hell because you just found out that you made a huge mistake. Been there, done that.
What about on the flip side? What if you're like, certain things you don't want to do?
If you get a sickening feeling, usually it means you shouldn't be doing that. There are red flags. Actually, no, they're the ones that talk to you and make a case against.
Gut feeling is okay.
Not a good thing. The dark side will get in there and they will make a case against. For instance, I've had couples that were really, really good together, and the dark side will split them up. Because they're a power couple. They have strength together. And the dark side will get in there and work one side and work the other side, make a case over here and make a case over there until you split up. Been there, done that. But if your gut feeling says no, then it needs to be no. Go with your gut, not your heart. Your heart will mislead you. Your gut. What really feels right and what really feels where you're getting danger signals. And very often, if it's really not the right thing to do, and you really go against what you should be, what you're going against is right, and you're making a really bad choice, sometimes your guides will come in there and yell no. I've had them do that with me. No, not really. The dark side, the whole purpose is to divide and conquer. That's how you win all battles. You have to divide and conquer. Now, I'm not saying sometimes couples shouldn't be together any way, shape, or form. And they are wrong from the start, and you have warning signals. But that's a tough one. And with friends as well, it can be a tough one. Yeah. If the dark side's in there making a case, you need to be mindful of that. Then you shouldn't do that. Okay. Yeah, friendships, family. It can be in family too. Sometimes you have to cut family off because they are just, they're poisonous, they're toxic. It does, it gives you that in the pit of your stomach. Yeah. I think there's a guilt. I think that we're taught that, that family is family and you stick by family no matter what. And I don't believe in cutting them completely off, but I think that if you've got a family member that's taking advantage of you and maybe advantage of the other family members, you're going to have to learn to push them away. You have to set boundaries. There have to be boundaries. I never had that with someone that I knew that I should set a boundary with. No, I don't. You set a boundary. You may have a lesson that you have to learn with that family member, and that lesson may well be you have to set a boundary. And on some of us, and I used to be that way, are all or nothing. It's easier. Okay? But I think there has to be shades of gray there. I think there have to be things that maybe you don't have to completely sever the relationship. Well, yeah, because you've got a lesson there. Now, I've walked away from family members that I knew were not good for me, and I just thought, and I never had a bad feeling about it. I think if you have a bad feeling, maybe you shouldn't sever. Set a boundary. All or nothing. Anything else? Yes, Steve? Oh, well, I thought I saw stuff. Wheels were whirling around in there. Yes, you can ask your guides. It's not that your guides can tell you. Remember, your guides speak from the right. The dark side speaks from the left. Spirits can speak from the right or left. And they can pretend. Alright? So, you have to learn how your guides speak, their voices in your head, all those things. It's practice. Your guides will be very logical. They will give you the truth. And they're not going to pat you on the back or fluff your ego. So yeah, when in doubt, ask your guides. They are your teachers.
Do they speak in your voice?
No. No, they speak in their voice.
I've had like foreign.
I don't know that you've learned to tell the difference. I think you've just listened to the thought as an overall without the voice.
Yeah, I get a lot of inspiration.
You have to really learn to listen to the voice in your head. I know that sounds really strange, but my guides are male. And I hear a male voice in my head. And I have like three guides, but I have usually two primary, one in particular, that do a lot of the speaking. Yeah. Well, I don't know if if you guys can see my guides tonight or not, but they're usually they're always here with me.
They're not real tall.
No, I've got two short ones, one tall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the tall one's still not real tall. But I mean,
yeah.
About halfway between the top of your head.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, that's because you're sitting to the right of me.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I've seen
a taller one. He's as tall as the man. I've seen his head move. His head comes up.
That's hard for the tall one. Sorry. A little psychic comedy here.
Is there any way to enhance?
Yes,
the way
practice.
You listen for your guys?
Yes, practice. You have to practice. You have to literally listen to them in your head. Number one, you got to get your head clear by doing the lifting so that you don't have other voices in your head, and then you have to listen and ask them to speak so that you can hear their voice.
Yeah.
Sure, you always have to speak everything out loud.
Can you hear them easier than they
No, you don't meditate to hear, you contemplate.
I'm just like, you're trying to quiet your mind.
Yes, you quiet your mind, but a meditation is a prescribed way of like seeing things, going through a meditation. So, you want to get quiet. Again, I usually, you use the Bible, ask them to give you a message, what they're trying to convey to you about maybe problems that are going on in your world, in your situation. Open the Bible up at random. Read a full chapter. And then ask them to help you to understand what you're reading, and then begin to ask spiritual questions, and they will talk in your head. Now, I have had them talk outside of me, or actually heard them. Yes. Yes. Well, they were talking. They didn't whisper. But, yeah. And that can happen. Sometimes you can see your guides. If you ask to see them, you won't actually see them. What you will see is like sparks everywhere, sparks of light everywhere. That's your guides. That's how they can appear. And they'll come with the scent of either floral or incense. Yeah. You can ask them to show with the spark. It was really strange. In 1986, everyone started really getting opened, and people were coming to me, like you would not believe, saying, I am having these experiences. I'm hearing information to the right of my head, and I'm seeing these sparks of light. What are these sparks of light? And they're coming with the smell of floral, in some cases incense, in other cases they're your guides. They started happening to me first before they started coming in. No, not these are sparks of light. It's kind of like sparklers, you know, but it's sparks of light, and it can be like that wide. Okay, it's really wild. Sparks of light, and you can see an abject total dark. Or, like here. You can ask, let's say you're going through some problems, and you really need spiritual help, or maybe there's something, there's a lesson you're not getting, or whatever the case may be. You can say, God, can you please give me some insight, a message, and I'm going to open up the Bible. And you open up the Bible, and you do it randomly. And where your eyes light on the page, whether it be to the left or the right, you read the entire chapter. Okay? It will give you information that will pertain to what's going on with you and around you. Then you begin to ask spiritual questions. How does this message pertain to me? What does this mean to me? And that way you can start listening to their voice in your head. And you can begin to distinguish the difference between your thoughts and your own voice in your head and theirs. You're welcome. Anything else, anybody? No?
One quickie.
Okay.
A person dies and they go to the reunion. Has there ever been one where nobody showed up?
Nope. Even orphans.
I'm thinking of some bums.
No, I've had people that were orphaned and they passed. And when they got over to the other side, they saw both sides of the family that they never got to meet. Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, grandfathers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers. Sometimes there'd be a huge family over here, a little smaller family over here. Yes? They can still show. No, you get to meet her. Yes. I don't know exactly how that happens, but it does happen. I don't know. I really don't know. And I'll try to find out. I got sidetracked. But they can be reincarnated, but everyone still shows up for that family reunion. Both planes. Yeah. We're not dead, ever. We're not dead. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so there's multiple going on. Yeah, we are. Well, now, actually, we're not really that stuck on this side either. Actually, we can kind of move around too. How do you think I got to those family reunions? I'm mediumistically, and we astrally can go places, and I was teaching a class one time, and I showed up at a friend's house while it was being burglarized and told the little girl, she was 13 at the time, to get out of the house because there was a burglar inside while I was awake teaching my class, doing it, both things at the same time. Yeah, well. But now let me tell you, it's happened to me more than one time. It's happened to me a few times. Yes, you can. I did not consciously do it, to my knowledge. I showed up in front of a hospital, and I think it was Boston, and it was when I was a smoker. And I went up to this man who was smoking a cigarette, and I asked him for a light, and I gave him information on his wife, who was very, very ill in the hospital, and told him that she would be just fine and everything would be okay. And I told him my name, and then I disappeared. And he called here at the center wanting to know. I had given him my name. I'd shown up at the hospital. I had helped him, and did I want him to come here and visit me? And I went, huh?
Oh, so you don't actually
no.
Okay.
No, I never.
Be,
I don't know.
That's kind of what Edgar
Bessie is. All I know is it happens. And it's happened to me on a few occasions. It's by location. Right. There's no telling. Really. I have sort of done that at times.
Well, had you not...
Have you ever seen yourself?
No.
It's bothered me ever since I was in first grade. But I remember being in first grade. Went to the bathroom. I raised my hands. Went to the bathroom. As I was walking back to my desk, I was a little irritated because I watched a little boy walk up to my desk and sit where I was supposed to be sitting. And I realized, well, that's me, so I don't know.
We're not the only people that do this.
So I was wondering, is there something definitely wrong with
it? they call it a doppelganger.
Yeah.
In my particular situation, I don't know that that's what it was, but in your situation, that sounds like a doppelganger to me. And I know other people that it's like running into yourself. No, it's neither negative or positive.
I walked up and sat down, and I walked up and I sat down.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you see, we have several bodies. Well, at some point in time, we'll have to get into that. No, that's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
But we have. If you really want to count, we would have seven bodies, each one attached to a chakra. It's kind of like a body within a body within a body within a body. Yeah, kind of. Okay, now I got you guys thinking again,
don't I?
The fellow at the hospital, if he had not called you, would you remember that?
No.
So you could have done it up many times without
Yeah. There's no telling what I'm doing out there.
Well, I guess any of us, really.
That's right. That's right.
There's been a lot of reported cases.
There has been. You might want to get into Fortean news. You can get it on the internet. Fortean. Fortean. Yes, Fortean news. And they give reports on bizarre things like this. Yep. So, I mean, there's all kinds of weird stuff out there. It's not supernatural. It is natural.
According to quantum physicists, they say that every time we make a decision, we
split off. Yeah.
Create branches.
Yeah, we can go into that another time. those are called nexus. We come to a nexus where we make a choice that sends us on a new timeline. Yeah, well, I don't think we're up to tonight. That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're going to shut her down now. We're going to do the circle.